Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anshulia and today is August 25th. Here are some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on August 25th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a mildly positive start for the broader index with a gain of 29 points. The BSE Sensex lost 180 points to close the previous session at 65,252, while Nifty 50 closed 57 points lower at 19,386, trading near its 200-day moving average of 19,561. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may get support at 19,364, followed by 19,314 and 19,231. In case of an upside, 19,529 can be key resistance, followed by 19,580 and 19,662. Moving on to international markets, US markets. Stocks fell sharply Thursday after a tech rally sparked by stronger-than-expected Nvidia results was short-lived. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 1.08% lower at 34,099. The S&P 500 lost 1.35% to end the day at 4,376. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite shed 1.87% to 13,463. Thursday marked the worst day for Dow since March. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq had the biggest one-day loss since August 2nd. The information technology sector, the S&P 500's biggest loser, ending Thursday down 2.15%, weighed by declines in other semiconductor stocks including Advanced Micro Devices and Intel. Shares of major tech companies saw declines during the session, with Amazon losing 2.7%, Apple declined 2.6%, Netflix dropping 4.8%. Dollar Tree was also the worst performing stock in S&P 500, losing 12.9% on disappointing third quarter guidance. Shares of Nike shed 1.1%, extending their record losing streak. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets fell across the board as investors prepared for signals on U.S. monetary policy from central bankers commence at the Jackson Hole meeting on Friday, including a speech by U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. In Asia, the core inflation rate for Japan's capital Tokyo came in at 2.8% for August, slightly below 2.9% expected by the economists polled by Reuters. The core inflation rate strips out the prices of the fresh food. Overall inflation for Tokyo was recorded at 2.9%, lower than 3.2% seen in July. Japan's Nikkei 225 tumbled 1.69% on its open, while the TOPIX was down 0.9%, while South Korea fell 1.04% and the KOSDAQ shed 0.8%. In Australia, S&P ASX 200 also opened lower, dropping 1.19%. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 18,053, pointing to a weaker open compared to HSI's close of 18,212. Oil prices. Oil prices slipped on Thursday on disappointing economic data from key economies, with investors awaiting a speech from U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell on Friday for clues on interest rate moves. Brent crude fell 99 cents or 1.2% to $82.22 a barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude fell $1.08 or 1.4% to $77.81 a barrel. Dollar index. The dollar index traded 0.42% higher in futures at 103.86, whereas the value of $1 hovered near rupees 82.59. FII and DII. Foreign institutional investors bought shares worth rupees 1,524 crore, while the domestic institutional investors purchased shares worth rupees 5,796 crore on August 24th. Moving on to stocks in focus, promoter Anfil is likely to sell 3.6% stake or 2.3 crore shares of fintech company Paytm via block deal on August 25th, reported Bloomberg. The floor price for the deal is likely to be at a discount of rupees 880 per share, a 2.7% discount from August 24th closing price. Astra Microwave Products. The manufacturer of subsystems for radio frequency and microwave systems has bagged orders worth rupees 158 crore for the supply of satellite subsystems, airborne radar and subsystems of radar and EV products from DRDO, ISRO and DPSU. Bharti Airtel and Reliance Industries. Telecom operator Bharti Airtel has net added 14.09 lakh users in June against 13.28 lakh addition in May, and Reliance Jio has net added 22.7 lakh users in June against net addition of 30.38 lakh users in the previous month. In contrast, Vodafone Idea has lost 12.85 lakh users in June against a loss of 28.15 lakh users in May. Moving on to bulk and block deals. government of Singapore has picked up 1.2% stake in Amber Industries. Plutus Wealth Management LPP UBS Group Trust has bought rupees 632 crore shares in Max Financial Services. Promoter Sapphire Foods Mauritius has sold 16.25 lakh equity shares or 2.55% stake in franchisee of Yum. This deal was through an open market transaction at an average price of rupees 1,355 per share. Ace investor Ashish Ramchandra Kacholia has picked up 8.54% stake in Universal Auto Foundry and Iron Foundries Company via an open market transaction at an average price of 161.59 per share. And lastly, Reliance Industries and Oberoi Hotels have entered into an understanding to jointly manage 3 properties across India and the UK. These include upcoming Anant Vilas Hotel in Mumbai's BKC, the iconic Stoke Park in the UK, and another project planned in the Gujarat. Moving on to our Voice of the Day segment, we have Gaurav Dua, Senior Vice President and Head, Capital Market Strategy, Sher Khan by BNP Paribas, giving us insights into the stocks to focus on post Chandrayaan 3's successful mission. Let's listen in.
Success of Chandrayaan 3 is a very, very proud moment for all Indians. What it also does is that it's a very proud moment for Indian companies. The India's space research program, and also the fact that the engineering companies in India can produce world-class technology at extremely competitive price. So what we expect is that this event puts India's positioning as a outsourcing hub for the world, especially in the manufacturing space. Make in India is a program that will get a lot of boost from the world looking at India in terms of the technology advancement and the expertise that the Indian companies have. So what we feel is that over the years, lot many foreign players will also invest in India. Foreign inflows will also come into Indian equity markets. From the investment point of view, what we like is Larsen and Toubro, Bharat Forge, and Hindustan Aeronauticals. These are the 3 stocks that have played a important role in the success of Chandrayaan, and we have an active buy call on these 3 stocks. So we believe that in the long term, the success of Chandrayaan will not only boost the sentiments towards these stocks, but also have an impact on the business of these companies.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time next week.